Hey,
Hello?
Am I speaking with Yasek?
Yes.
Great, Yasek. My name's Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Daniel, I texted you. I will call you, and I totally forgot. I'm sorry because you know what? There's a situation.
Oh.
I will be unavailable. I will be unavailable for the next 8 days.
Got it. Okay.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was just calling to go through the Google Guaranteed platform, but if you're not available for the next 8 days, I mean, you could absolutely call me when you are, you know? No problem
yes.
at all.
You know what? Just because I definitely want to go because we already work together, so I need to go even further than that. Unfortunately, there's a problem. There's a problem I encountered yesterday. I lost my wallet somewhere. I don't know where. And I went to my bank and I blocked all my cards so no one can actually, get my money. But anyways, just because the business is not really going, crazy like I thought it will be, I used to be commercial fisherman.
Really?
For a past,
wow.
Yes.
Okay.
For a past 14 years. And today morning, my friend who's a captain of the boat called me and asked me if I want to go out to, it's called safety orientation trip. I will not explain to you what's going on, but I will be on the ocean. I will have internet, probably, because we'll be pretty close to the shore. We'll be just watching how they build, the wind farms around New England coast. Next to Long Island. New York State. So
are you gonna fish
I will
too,
have.
Or,
excuse me.
Are you gonna be fishing too, or just
no. It's
no,
just
okay.
It's just
okay.
Because I used to be a captain. I used to don't know a lot about being out there on the water.
Right.
So
right.
They need me just to take care of traffic that go close to the platform that they built around Long Island.
Right.
So they need a couple guys, and one guy can't go, and they just call me. Hey, we need one guy who is available. With all documentations I do have to go for 7 days, let's say 7-8 days. And I said, absolutely, you know, just because now I'm going to wait for my debit and credit cards to arrive anyway, a couple of days probably. I didn't even know when. And now I'm going to have at least, you know, $4,000 in my pocket just being a few days on the ocean. So I decided to go and get some money. So, well, I need you to contact with me. Probably next Friday. Can you mark this in the calendar? But you know, call me next Friday, just because I might forget. I don't know what's the schedule. I don't know what's the schedule for the next time. But at the same time, maybe you don't know about this. But at the same time, on next Friday, I'm gonna have. Oh, because I signed up for a small business loan, and I was approved for up to $25,000.
Good
so now, guys, I can switch my payments because I paid with my credit card and I want to switch that for the other car I'm going to receive.
Perfect.
Because I'll be using my business credit card.
Yeah,
so I need you.
For you. No problem.
Perfect. You know, so I definitely need you to talk to me on next Friday because this is probably when we'll be back home. It's going to take us 7 days to be back. So I'll be probably close to if not Friday, maybe Saturday. Well, oh no, today is, oh no, I'm sorry, we're living on Friday, tomorrow is Friday, right?
Tomorrow's Friday, yes sir.
So we'll be back probably Friday evening,
okay.
Friday evening or Saturday morning, I don't know. You can try to call me if I'm available, I can pick up the phone. If I'm not, my phone will probably be out of service, probably.
Right.
I don't know what the situation is. Yeah. but we'll be close to the show, so I know my friends sometimes can have access because I follow them on Facebook and they upload the pictures from the ocean being out there. So I know they have access to internet from time to time, but I can promise that. So the best option will be just call me on Friday, if not on Saturday.
You got it.
And I'll be definitely here. So thank you for calling me, guys.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. Hey,
I'm excited.
I don't know.
For you. I'm sure you love the water, you know. So I'm glad you get to go back out there and stuff. You know, that's amazing.
Well, no, this is very long story, but you know, being a fisherman is not an easy job. This is why actually I decided to walk away from fishing, and become an owner of the company. The fishing destroyed my lower back, okay? I had a disc herniation, I had lots of things. But unfortunately, Everything has happened until you move. When you work on the ocean, when you work hard, when you move your muscles, everything is fine. But when you come back home and you relax,
yeah.
And then and when you relax and you do something stupid, like I was literally, I came back home in November. October when I came back home for my last trip in 2022, and everything was fine until I was cleaning my bucket after the hurricane. Well, New England hurricane is not close to the real hurricane, but you know, I got a bunch of pretty heavy branches laying on my lawn,
right.
And I was just carrying them to the woods, and
wow.
This is where I hurt my lower back. And you know, just because it didn't happen on the boat, I had no support, I had nothing, literally nothing. So I decided to just walk away from this industry because it's not good. If no one cares about you, if you get hurt, and they just, whoa, did it happen on the boat? Nope. All right, thank you so much. Have a nice day. Well, I said, you know what? That's not good. You know, So being on the fishing boat is okay because you have nice paycheck. I never complain about paychecks. Unfortunately, I destroy my lower back. And like 90% of fishermen, they just, you know, carrying heavy stuff on the boat back and forth. It's not good for your back. So.
Right. I get what you're saying. 100%. My dad's a fisherman, so I'm real familiar. You
know? Well, what's he fishing for?
He goes for like tuna, like bluefin, you know, he'll go up to Alaska and do like the halibut and stuff, you know. He goes down to like Mexico a lot, like Mexico waters, you know.
So he's just a pleasure fisherman.
Yeah.
I used to be a commercial. I fish for sea scallops.
Wow.
So,
wow. Okay.
It's kind of difficult. Yeah.
Yeah. Scallops too. Is that tough? You pull them up with a net, right? That's how that works?
Yeah. We use dredge. We use dredge to dredge on the ocean floor.
There's
like a big steel net attached to it.
Right.
And wherever it's on the ocean floor, we pick up on the deck. It's everything. Rocks, you know, scallop, rocks, dead fish, dead bodies, you know, everything is dead on the
dead
ocean floor.
Dead bodies too? Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, we got one, so.
Oh, man.
Well, it is what it is, you know, sometimes fishing is not easy, so. But, well, hey, it is what it is.
Try to enjoy yourself. At least you're not going to be fishing, hauling things. You're just there for, you know, safety and everything, so I'm sure you'll have a good
cool
time.
Thing.
Yeah, and I'll push in for next Friday, okay? If it goes straight to voicemail or something, I'll leave a voicemail and then I'll try reaching you again on Saturday, okay?
Yes. All right. Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
All
perfect.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thanks. Right, you bye. Too. Thanks you too. Bye.